You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. She wants to wrestle with the University of Michigan Dearborn men's team. But the rules of the National Collegiate Wrestling Association are women wrestle women, men wrestle men in practice and competition. And now Marina Gucher has the ACLU on her side as she fights to compete with the men. With us now is Marina Gucher, who's a wrestler at the University of Michigan Dearborn, and Bonsitu Kataba, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Michigan. Marina, why are you trying to get on the men's team?
So with NCAA, there's not an equal opportunities for men and female in wrestling, which means that throughout the season, the guys have the ability to compete multiple times. And since I'm only technically allowed to wrestle females, I can still be on the team, but I have to be benched and can't wrestle until nationals. So basically, even though there's a whole bunch of guys in my area to wrestle, I have to sit around and I can only compete the one time, which is nationals. So I'm kind of fighting for like equal opportunities. So that's why I want to be able to wrestle guys, just because I want to be able to wrestle. It doesn't really matter if it's a guy or a girl.
And is there a women's team, wrestling team at U of M Dearborn?
Yes, but I am the only one.
So you're it?
Yes.
How long have you wrestled, Marina?
I started wrestling when I was 5 years old.
And did you wrestle against boys in high school or in grade school?
Yes. I've been wrestling guys since I was five, so through elementary school, middle school, and high school. And then when I got to college, that's when they said, you can't anymore. So.
All right. Let me turn to you, Bonsitu Kataba. The ACLU has joined with the National Women's Law Center and the Women's Sports Foundation and sent off a letter to the National Collegiate Wrestling Association. So what's in the letter? What are you asking for on behalf of Marina?
The letter that we sent to the National Collegiate Wrestling Association essentially outlines Marina's story and highlights that she is a national championship wrestler, but because there are no other women on the U of M Dearborn team and actually no other women wrestlers in the Great Lakes Conference in which her team competes in, she is precluded from wrestling during the regular season and only has one opportunity at the end of the year to compete. And under the law is clear that women should be given equal opportunities to participate in athletics, including contact sports like wrestling, even if there are no women's teams. So the letter goes through and highlights what NCAA's policies are, like you stated, women wrestle women, men wrestle men, period, and how that actually deprives many women across that athletic association of an opportunity to compete on the same playing field as their male counterparts.
What's happening elsewhere in the country, let's say in other divisions? What's the NCAA's position on this?
The NCAA rules of competition say that they must abide by the NCAA rules of competition. And we know from history that the NCAA allows women to compete on certain male wrestling teams. There are examples across the country. Women who have competed on their NCAA Division I, Division II teams who have gone on to win national championships, compete at the Olympics. And Patricia Miranda is actually one of the greatest examples of this. She competed on Stanford's NCAA wrestling team in 2001 and was the only female on that team, went on to compete against several male wrestlers, won competitions against those wrestlers, and then went on to be the first woman to win an Olympic medal in the 2004 Games.
Marina, what are you hearing from the U of M Dearborn men's wrestling team, from the coach and from the athletes on that team?
My coach and my teammates are all very supportive, and all of them just want to see me wrestle. None of them seem to care if I'm a female, and they all agree that I should be able to wrestle.
Is this basically about just getting a chance to wrestle and compete any way you can, or is it about making a point of being able to be on a man's team? I guess I'm asking, if U of M Dearborn had other women who were wrestling and had a women's team that wasn't just you, would you be okay with being on that team, or would you still be pressing to be on the men's team?
The main thing I'm trying to stress is just equal opportunities. So I'm trying to join the men's team, and I'm trying to have the opportunity to wrestle men because there's no girls in our area. For instance, if there were a lot of girls teams to wrestle, and if there was a lot of girls to wrestle, and if it was the kind of the same amount of people guys and girls, then I wouldn't have this problem because I would actually have people to wrestle.
Bone Situ, is there a potential lawsuit here?
Well, we are very hopeful that we can open a dialogue with the NCWA to shed some light on their rules, and hopefully they can see by Marina's story and all the support behind her that a rule change needs to happen. But we're still developing all the options.
And I know the letter has just been sent, so you are waiting for a response, or have you gotten something?
We haven't had a response from the NCWA yet, but we are asking for a response by November 7th.
Marina Gutscher, trying to get on the men's wrestling team at the University of Michigan Dearborn, and staff attorney with the Michigan ACLU, Bone Situ Kataba. Thank you so much to both of you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
We actually did reach out to the National Collegiate Wrestling Association based in Dallas and heard back. Executive Director Jim Junta sent us this response, and I quote, "The core mission of the NCWA is to expand collegiate wrestling opportunities for all participants. The NCWA encourages and supports wrestling programs developed through university sports club departments so that more student athletes may pursue their athletic, academic, and leadership goals. The NCWA provides equal opportunities for men and women to excel and be awarded All-American honors and encourages universities to develop and grow both men's and women's programs. The NCWA is a privately held association that promotes the sport of amateur wrestling at all levels. It receives no state or federal money and is principally composed of volunteers, mostly wrestling enthusiasts, coaches, and former wrestlers. The NCWA supports both its men's and women's divisions equally and is the only governing body that offers equal opportunity to both men and women to compete in wrestling at the college level. We do wish that we had been afforded time to respond to the ACLU's letter before its distribution to the media. Having championed women in wrestling since before forming the women's division in 2006, the NCWA is proud of the strength, growth, and diversity of its women's programs and takes seriously charges of discrimination." Once again, that statement comes from Jim Junta, Executive Director of the National Collegiate Wrestling Association.